Everyone's gone.
What? It's probably better than you.
Yeah.
The looks of your face.
Struggling a little bit, but it's okay. I can pull myself together.
Two more days.
Well, 2 more days until I go for my scope. And then I cut the gluten back out and hope that within a relatively short period of time, I can start feeling a little better again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely been more fatigue that's gotten me than stomach pain. I mean, I've definitely had some stomach pain and some, just kind of gross feelings in my stomach and stuff, and a little bit of back pain and stuff too. But it's more the exhaustion that's really been getting me. How are you doing? You work today and you got to work tomorrow. At least I'm on weekend.
Yeah, although these days, you know, I feel like that's almost harder.
Yeah. Welcome to Old Chestnuts. This is back on the porch.
Wallowing again.
PS4. I'm wallowing.
Do we wallow?
I don't know. Okay, I don't feel like I'm wallowing. I'm just saying I'm tired, but I'm here. I'm happy to be doing this.
Yeah, it worked. It was fine. Uneventful. Pretty straightforward.
Well, it's nice to be out here having our little tea party. Our timer's going to be pretty soon to let us know to take our tea bags out. So I feel like we Risa said, should we wait till our tea's ready to start this? And I said, no, let's just go. But I feel like we're kind of subconsciously, like our brain's not letting us really kick this pod into high gear until we got to pull our tea bags out. Oh, fucking just you wait, though. Once those tea bags are out,
it's fucking party time.
We have got...
just amped up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize our neighbors across the street to the right had so much grass in their backyard. They look like a pretty lush, green, grassy
yard. Didn't they lay that down recently?
No, these ones.
Oh, them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how people feel about these porch sessions. We're really turning this into a visual podcast as we sit out here and comment on the passersby and our neighbors' landscaping.
Because looking out right now, there's 1, 2, 3 houses out of 6 that have enclosed porches, and I don't often see anybody in them. And then there's 1 house with an open porch, and they're out there. But I feel like we really use this space. Mm-hmm. And also, like, what the hell's with the other people?
It is interesting how little...
just missing out.
They use it. Yeah, I mean, there's people in one place across the street I used to see them out there sometimes. Not nearly as much as us, but, like, they used to sometimes... But they moved out recently, and the new people I haven't really seen out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice to have. But maybe they make more use of their backyards or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I do know that, like, those houses are, like, back entrance houses.
Yeah.
None of them really seem to use the front. Which also is strange, but I don't know the layout of the house.
Maybe it's because they're always just walking around with their junk hanging out, so they just avoid the front because they just are sick of seeing.
Maybe. Chad's teabag.
So I got a question for you that's probably going to get interrupted in a moment by an alarm going off.
Sure.
Does it bother you at all that I still don't have a wedding ring?
No, but I saw an ad for like a company, like a jewelry company. And it's like whatever 14 karat gold wedding bands. And it was like a men's one. And then that was, I think, today. And I was like, oh, it's like, oh yeah, Chad doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't. Is it something you think about, or is like it's not something where you're like, why doesn't he prioritize this?
I mean, I technically don't have one either.
Yeah, that's true. You've just got the engagement ring, and then you wear
the
ring from your grandma. Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's not something. I think we've talked about it before that like I never notice if somebody has a wedding ring on. And you were saying like you feel like in general it's more like women notice that more. And that has made me think of something that like I'm sure is just silly, but like one thing I have thought about is with not wearing a wedding ring is the really the only two like women I interact with on a semi-regular basis, like outside of our friends and stuff, are like when I go for a massage or when I go for a haircut, and both of them know that I'm married, and I just like wonder if either of them ever thinks like, why does this creep take his fucking wedding ring off when he comes? Or like something like, which I'm sure is not the case, but oh,
tea bag time.
Oh shoot.
You know, I feel like it's probably pretty common that people don't wear wedding rings or, you know, whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
When I went for a massage a while back, I had asked if anybody comes in with like racy underwear on. Because I remember like I'd put on a pair of underwear and I was like, no, I'm like these. And they weren't racy, but they, to me, they weren't massage appropriate.
Yeah.
So I put on other ones and so I brought that up and she's like, some people do. She's like, a lot of people actually wear thongs, which is like, people still wear thongs, but whatever. But she was saying how there, when she was working in somewhere else, there was a man that would come in and he would always, and she's like, he was like, you know, you're like very average khaki wearing dad type.
Mm-hmm.
Who would wear like leopard print, like briefs, like bikini briefs.
Yeah.
And also like when he went for physio, because there's a physiotherapist at the same place. And I was like, so that begs the question, is this his everyday thing that he's like, that's how he like spices up his life?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he a creep that puts those on for his massage appointment?
Yeah. Those are his special massage undies that he like keeps hidden in like a secret compartment in his drawer.
Yeah.
Underneath the like.
I mean, it would be pretty awesome if it was like, if he's like, I'm kind of boring, but I got on my leopard print undies.
Today. Yeah.
And like, that was his like secret.
He's also got like a Prince Albert piercing.
Yeah. That's right.
Could be.
I like that better than thinking of like, ooh, I'm going to get a rub down. Better put these on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I wonder what it is.
We'll never know.
Maybe we will find out somehow. Imagine what the scenario would be that makes us cross paths with this man we don't know and
that doesn't even live in Winnipeg.
Find out why his leopard print. He doesn't live in Winnipeg. What was? Did I miss something in the story there?
Just that he. This is when she worked in a different part.
Oh, okay. The
city. Yeah.
I see. So I have another. Well. The first one was wedding ring related. I have another wedding. I have a wedding
Hit me.
Question. So is there anything, looking back at either of our weddings? So we had most, pretty much anybody listening to this probably knows because it's, I imagine, mostly our friends. But we had two weddings for a few reasons. We had one that was like an outdoor, out-of-the-city wedding for our friends. And then we had another one in the city for our family. And, anyways, that's just a little bit of background, but is there anything, not necessarily regrets, but is there anything you look back on the wedding that you're like, I wish I could have changed that or that, you know, like, is there any small or large things you look back on? What are some examples?
Sometimes I wish we waited like another year, but then we wouldn't have been able to have it because of COVID, but it was still a lot for me. Having like a 1.5-year-old and, you know, fairly recently had moved into our house and like it was a lot. So I think, I mean, it all like obviously was great, but like I think I could have waited another year, maybe even another like two. Also with Lou being a little older, it was really hard at our wedding with like our family for me because she wouldn't let me put her down at all. So like I couldn't do anything. And like, I was like at times like borderline feeling really annoyed by it. And then of course feeling guilty by feeling annoyed by my baby needing me. But like, you know, like I couldn't even put her in her high chair. And I would have probably gotten a different dress. A lot of things were money related. mm-hmm. things that I would have like maybe changed, like not spent money on this thing and put that money towards something else. But I mean, all in all, especially like the wedding out of town, like was pretty much everything that like I ever really kind of thought of.
Yeah.
When I would, if I ever would picture my wedding.
Yeah. For me, like all the things are sort of small, superficial kind of things. But like one is, so we had a room to get ready in the wedding that was like an outdoor wedding. But really, once we left that room, I did not look into a mirror or like a camera phone all night long.
Yeah.
And so did not realize until like getting our photos back that like the wind did something. It was a very windy day and it like did something to my hair. I was just like horrified to see all the photos where I was like, oh. And I even remember, because I was like, I'm pretty sure it was Greg was in the bathroom with me while I was like kind of like doing my hair before we went out. And then when we were standing outside on the porch, like waiting for like the music to come on for like the cue for them to go, he said something about like, oh, like the wind, because it was like, you know, I had like a pretty like neat hairstyle going on, like. And he's like, oh, the wind kind of like blew your hair a little bit or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, does it look bad? Or is it, is it a little better than it was before? And he's like, yeah. And I just didn't really like my, if he had said that when we were still like inside, I probably would have immediately went and checked. But now like my brain was so occupied with like making sure we don't like miss cues and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, okay. I'm sure it's fine, you know? And then I'm sure it's probably one of those things that like, you notice, but nobody else really notices. But it just, to me, it looked like the kind of like hairstyle that like guys in high school would have, where they would like kind of gel their hair forward and then just kind of put the front up, you know, like that's kind of what it looked like. And I was like, oh man, like people think that was what I was like going for, that look, you know.
I'm gonna have to look at the pictures again. I know you mentioned this before, but yeah,
like when I look at our ones from the city, I'm much, much happier with my hair. Though the city ones, it's my bow tie that's crooked in all those pictures. But like, yeah, that bugs me. So that's one thing. Another thing, this is a small thing because it really turned out okay. But so for our outdoor wedding, I made all the food for it. You helped out and stuff. And then we just had like Reese's dad came and helped like day of for like kind of the like last minute, you know, on-site prep that we couldn't be a part of because we were part of the wedding, obviously. But up until, you know, the end, the plan was to have like, we did kind of like tacos and stuff like that. And the plan was to have rice, but I started just kind of wondering about what the best way to like reheat on site with rice and like whether that was like, there's any way to do that and have it be good. And also like food safety stuff. I know rice can be a little sketchy. And so then I decided last minute to change it to like a potato salad. And I just like still feel like rice would have been better. You know, like the potato salad was just kind of winged it, you know, tried to match some of the flavors I had going on and other things. And I think it turned out fine. But like, I do think back on that and be like, the rice would have made it a more cohesive menu, you know? And then what was the other thing? There's something else I was thinking of. This isn't it, but one thing I do think of, like, by the time speeches were done and we'd finished our dance and stuff, already had, like, quite a few drinks.
I, like, kind of wish we didn't do that dance.
No, really? I feel like it was just fun. Like,
I felt pretty embarrassed.
Our slow dance?
I mean, it was just awful. I feel like it was, I don't know. I didn't love it.
Well, there we go. We can add that to the list. Yeah. But yeah, by that point, like, I had a few drinks and I didn't do a ton of like talking to people after, because I'm like, you know what? I think at this point, just like staying on the dance floor is going to be my best bet, because I'm definitely feeling the drinks and the exhaustion. Like, I've been working out in the sun all day and I'm like, I just don't know if I would have good conversations right now. So part of me is just like, oh, I wish I, you know, mingled a little bit more, but
it still like blows my mind, like, that it all came together. Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
Yeah. As far as like doing it a year later, I'm fine. I mean, I get it with like the Luella thing, and it was, you know, it was a lot. One of the big things I think of is like, is unfortunate that just the way it worked out timing wise that Rich and Sarah couldn't come. I feel like they would have been a good addition.
Cause they just had wedding. Maeve.
Yeah. They just had Maeve and also had like another wedding the exact same weekend and everything. So it was just, you know, it just didn't work out, but their vibe, you know, they would have been a good addition to the crew out there. Fun.
Well, we'll have to do like, I don't know, maybe like a 5 or 10 year, maybe a 5 year rehash of it out there.
Yeah.
On a much, like a potluck. You know, just rent the land and say, hey.
Yeah. I'm glad I pulled off doing the food. I feel like there was like quite a few people who, when I said that, were just like, that's a terrible fucking idea. Like, you know, who just didn't have any faith in like my ability to pull it off. And who knows, maybe some people didn't like it and you know, feel that that's still the case, but
I still want to get the menus framed.
Meg did very nice menus up for us. They're just beautiful, and it'd be cool to do that. There's a lot of stuff like keepsake stuff that I would like to do as like mementos of our wedding that we have not gotten around to. Greg, if you're listening to this, I still want your
speech. And for our fourth wedding.
Fourth, the bar.
For our wedding at fourth. I was just so burnt out.
Yeah.
That I like showed up at about 60%.
We gave so much
at about 60%
to the previous weekend that it was like we just had nothing left.
Yeah.
I still had a nice time.
I had a nice time too, but it was like, but looking back, like I wish I had more to offer, because like, I mean, it was our family thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was special for them, and sometimes I feel like it was more special for them than it was like for me, which is kind of a bummer just because like you said, we just gave it all.
Mm-hmm. I remember even in like our kind of like thank you speech at one point, I was just like, I'm just so tired. And you're like, but we're so appreciative. It's like, I realized after
I said something along the lines of like being empty. Like my brain is empty. I'm like, but our hearts are full.
Yeah.
I'm
like, yeah. I realized after I said it that it just sounded like unappreciative or something. But
I hope that didn't come across, you know, like I didn't do really much drinking or dancing, or I was just so pooped. And then, you know, with Luella, I was like, I didn't even really get to eat much. And
that one, I had the opposite of like what I had, whereas like I didn't do a lot of mingling at our friend wedding. The other one, I just like, I always felt like I was being pulled by like somebody, you know, into another conversation.
Like all your family almost.
And like, there was times where I was like just trying to get a drink. And I remember just like having to flag like somebody down to like be like, can you get me a drink or something? Cause I would just like be on my way to the bar and then like somebody else would grab me. And I was just like, I was feeling too sober to handle the, like, you know, I'm not like the best at like, I definitely felt, I mean, I didn't feel uncomfortable. It's my family, like a, you know, but like I am more natural in a friend vibe, whereas like the family one, like it takes a little bit of like a little bit for me to loosen up, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. He was so fast asleep. And I'm like, oh, maybe Duke will leave us alone. But he is risen.
He is risen. Oh, boy. So I subscribe to this podcast called Small Things Often. But I haven't yet listened to any of them. They're all brief, like 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And they're from the Gottman Institute, which is like a relationship kind of thing.
Okay.
And I thought that I was going to suggest it to you and that we could both make a thing of like listening to it and then talking about it.
Okay.
Because they are so short, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there are things of like rituals to reconnect in your relationship and mindful listening tips during conflict, how to become a really great listener, how to invest in your emotional bank account, why core needs aren't negotiable, like those kinds of things.
Sorry, what were you saying? I wasn't listening.
How to get your relationship back on track. Anyways, yeah. But I haven't listened to even one of them. That could be interesting.
Sure. Yeah. Let's check it out. I listen to a lot of podcasts as, you know, part of my job. I'm driving all day, so I listen to a lot of podcasts. But I've been finding it very difficult, and I think it's all related to the celiac, gluten, exhaustion kind of thing. But I'm just like, just nothing is what I want to listen to lately. Like, it's all boring me. I've checked out on Anna Karenina for now because I'm like, I'm not going to be able to follow this.
I was just going to ask you about that.
No, I'm like, I'm putting this on pause for now. Kind of the best things for me are like meandering comedy podcasts, yeah. You know, like just something I can sort of check out and just have, you know, human voices there with me. So on top of going through this sort of period of exhaustion and stuff, like we are having probably the worst sleep challenges with our daughter. I feel like, for the most part, we've been pretty lucky. You know, like we've had whatever, you know, rough, like, few days here and there. But it's, like, it's definitely been pretty challenging. What?
He knows how to open the door. He's like a velociraptor.
I guess so, yeah.
Don't jump up on there, though.
Oh, Duke, don't ruin this.
Yeah, no, it's been the longest lasting and the most complex. And it's just so much harder because she's so much more developed and in every way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very much, you know, in the state of that wedding speech of my head is empty. My heart is full. I have a lot of good intentions in my head and heart right now, but I just am, I'm a little tapped lately. I'm trying. But it's been difficult.
Well, we're about to get a reprieve, you more so than me, because in a week and a day, I'll be going out to the cabin by myself for 2 nights. And then my mom and Luella and my mom's husband will be meeting me out there for the rest of the week. So you will have a whole week, like Monday to Friday. We'll probably come back on Friday. Do you think you'll be able to go to work on Wednesday after your scope?
I didn't book it off, so I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll see if I'm not feeling up to it. But yeah, I mean, it's like early in the morning, so I'm hoping by the time like Wednesday comes, like it's early Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if you'll just have like a sore throat.
I guess I'll see.
Guess we'll
never
find out.
Never had one before. Yeah, I've had a few, we ordered some stuff from Bonza Noodle House on Sherbrooke. I got some ramen. It was good. It was tasty. Wish we'd had that around for a long time. It was like finding good ramen in Winnipeg was tough.
Yeah, what was that place out? I don't know, whatever, Salter, not Salter.
Oh, well, there was, yeah, the Caillou or Q or whatever. Yeah. We went to that one. And then there's the one on Pembina that we went to with Jamil and Jody. I can't remember what that one's called.
And then Yashiro, but I don't know if we ever actually had ramen from there.
Yeah, we did one time, but it was like you had to go on the weekends and there would be like a wait. I remember did wait that one time. And that was good. Like, that was probably the best I'd had in the city. But it was like, yeah, the idea of going on the weekend. I think it was a little pricier, too.
Right.
But it was
good. I would just love to go out for dinner.
That would be very nice. That would be great. There's a lot of things that would just be great.
I mean, I feel like I handled the first 3 quarters of the pandemic okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this last bit is just getting me.
Well, it's like we've had nice weather and then we're like, and last summer we kind of got spoiled because the numbers were so low here.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is the first time I think we've really had to deal with like, it's beautiful out and like the numbers are crazy high. And
yeah. And you just want to like invite your pals over for a barbecue.
Yeah. That would be really,
it sucks because
really nice.
Like, we're all vaccinated, you know, like.
Yeah. At least, I mean, one shot.
Yeah. And like, no friggin' like meeting up at even a place structure. It's rough. It's rough. That was like a real reprieve, like a real, you know, we couldn't go anywhere, but at least we could go and meet a friend at a play structure, and but not right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, ugh.
I do, sometimes I kind of question, it's just like, it's been hard in general, just the whole COVID thing, and like the life changes. But then on top of that, like, I've just had so much other stuff between like my health and our dog dying and my mom's health, my mom, you know, being probably dying in the, you know, whatever, like, not, it's not far off. It's on, you know, it's there. It's the presence is there. So I just feel like I found it tough to show up as like a friend to check in.
Do many of your friends know what's going on?
I think to some degree.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, they know a lot of it at least. But I mean, I just think it's been hard for everyone in one way or another. And I just like, I've kind of, you know, I can be like, we've talked about before, like you always have way more like ongoing conversations and stuff like that than I do. Like I can kind of let my contact with friends slip away, you know? So yeah, I don't know. I feel somewhat guilty about that, but not, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I know where you're coming from. I also feel like there's just going to be a lot of forgiveness from everybody all around because this is a very new thing to be dealing with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like you say, everybody's got their own way this has been, they've been impacted, so.
I got some lighter, lighter topics here. It. Okay, here's one thing. And I feel like this is like an old thing, and this is a thing that's probably being litigated online. You know, this is old news, and there's probably like layers to this debate that I'm not even aware of. But one thing that's just, I just was finding it was really bugging me, and I'm not a language police person. Like, I feel like a lot of that stuff is stupid and like just coming from a bad angle. But I noticed the rise of people using verbs as nouns, especially ask instead of request, like saying like the, you know, the ask is like,
oh, okay, yeah.
And the reason I don't feel like it's not that, like I feel some language policing stuff like sometimes has like a little bit of a, I don't know what the term is I'm looking for, but it's like, yeah, I feel like this is like a startup-y kind of jargon kind of bullshit, you know, which is why I don't really like feel too bad about being like, no, nah, it's fucking lame. Just don't use ask as a noun.
Do you know what is proper? Is it myriad? Like myriad of or myriad?
I think no, like, of.
This opens you up to myriad possibilities.
Yeah, I think it's myriad possibilities.
That bugs me.
Really?
Sounds weird to me.
Oh.
Myriad of possibilities. I don't know if
I've heard, I don't think it,
heard it both ways. And I feel like only recently am I seeing it more without the of.
Yeah, I don't think there's supposed to be the of. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so that was one thing. Another thing I was thinking of that bugs me that I find weird is, you ever like encounter someone who's just like, you say what you think is like a pretty simple thing, like you tell like a story or make a claim, and they like don't believe you, and you're like, what? Like, and it feels like it like says something like way more about them than something about you and you're like, what? Like, I wouldn't even consider like lying about that. Like, what? I don't know. Like, have you ever encountered that where somebody, like, you say something or you make some claim and somebody's like, yeah, right. Like, no, that's not true. Like, and you're like,
I'm sure I
have. You didn't even consider that that would. This is a very weird example of it that I don't know why this is what pops into my mind. So back when I was in my band, this is so strange that this is the example I'm coming up with. We played a show out at Grand Beach at this like short-lived Grand Beach amphitheater thing that was out there. And we were driving down, like there was these kind of like back, like campground gravel roads to like campsites. And a bunch of us just kind of like hopped on the hood and the trunk of the car while our like singer was driving the car. And he like started like picking up speed, like started going like fast, you know, with like all of us sitting on there, and then all of a sudden he was like coming into a turn, and I didn't really like have a good grip on anything. I was just kind of like sitting on the trunk. And so I, like, as we were coming into the turn, I'm like, I'm going to fucking bail coming into this turn. So I like pushed myself off so that I could at least control how I landed, you know, instead of letting myself fall. And then who we were talking about afterwards, because I ripped my shirt and stuff like when I landed, and I was saying that I'm like, yeah, I had to push myself off there because he's fucking, you know, I was telling him he was an asshole for driving fast and everything. And he's like, yeah, right. You fucking fell off. And I was like, what? Like I said, like I was going to fall off, but I would have fallen off, but that's why I pushed myself off. And like, he just didn't believe the fact that I pushed myself off instead of, it was like, it just seems so strange.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't even know why I'm remembering that, why that popped up back in my brain. And I feel like I had another more recent example to give for it, but for some reason that's the one that's coming to me right now. I feel like through that whole story, I was having a tough time getting through it because you were watching something over there.
Yeah, I was weirded out by that guy. I was like, what's this guy doing? Like, why is he standing in front of this house staring at it? And also, why is he letting his dog pee on their nice garden? But then he walked in the house, so.
Oh.
But I don't know, he's still in the porch. Anyways, I was listening.
I'm almost tempted to just cut that whole story out, because like, one, it's just like a weird story, and two, I was so distracted the whole time I was telling it that I'm like, I don't even know if I...
Sounded fine, though.
Yeah, okay.
What's next?
I don't know. No, I'm distracted by that guy. You got any topics?
I find it interesting when I go into people's houses, what they're watching on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a guy who just had, like, porn on, or, like, it was paused on his computer or something?
Like, this old man. He was such a creepy-looking guy.
Did he have leopard print underwear?
No. But, yeah, that was not a regular thing. Although I did go into a group home a couple weeks ago, and it was just all in all a really gross situation, but I had to like move the porno magazine out of the way so I could put my supplies down. And I was like, let me just move this. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of people that watch cooking shows. There's people that love the like Shark Tank, Dragon's Den kind of thing. The people that I like have like Animal Planet on often and like to watch the animal shows. I get very easily distracted by that. There's one woman I go to see that like all she watches are true crime, like serial killer, like Murderer Next Door and Fear Thy Neighbor shows that I don't even know existed.
Mm-hmm.
And like murder shows, that's all she watches. And then you get the like old people that are super religious and they just have constant like sermons going on their TVs, and some of them, I'm like, this is insane. Like, listening to what is being said, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, just really, really hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
I
was going back to the porn thing. I remember I had a trainee one time and we were picking up,
our neighbors just came out and they have a little puppy.
Oh, nice. It's I can't
cute.
See it.
It's like a little brindle pug puppy, so it's only going to be cute for another 4 days.
Yeah, I had a trainee one time when we were at a customer. We were at Prairie Flower in Ely, and we're standing in the kind of waiting area, waiting for the shipper to come to take our number, and like, he's just like on his phone. He was always on his phone. And I just like happened to glance over his shoulder and he's just like looking at porn.
The trainee?
On his phone. Yeah. The
trainee. Really? Looking
at, like, well, we're like standing at the customer. Like, it was just like, what? Like, you're just like scrolling through porn? Well,
we're doing. Like, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
What kind of porn was it?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't look like close at it. I could just see that there was like a, you know.
That's like, I remember being on a chicken bus in, I think, Guatemala, maybe. And the people sitting in front of us were like just watching porn videos on their phones. It's like, it's just such a weird thing to do in public, and especially like on a really crowded bus. I don't know.
When you say people, they were like, like, were they a couple or a couple friends?
No,
or
it was what? Like two dude friends.
Oh, and they were just separately, or were they looking at the same porn together?
The same video.
Hmm. Were they giving each other handjobs while they were watching it?
Probably.
Or just like, just jacking off together.
On the bus. Yeah, who knows?
Right on. I'm going to open this. Are you thinking you might have heard our child awaken? Did you close the gate at the top? No? No, I forgot. We'd
hear her. She'd be yelling, Mama!
We, like, our bedrooms are on the second floor of our house, and we had taken down all our child safety gates because we don't really need them anymore, but out of fear of her, like, wandering out of her room in a daze, I've recently put the one at the top of the stairs back up because I have become nervous about her coming out of her room and falling down the stairs. So,
although last night was the first night, or this morning, I guess. Normally, when she wakes up, she just yells for me to come get her. Duke, this is obnoxious.
Oh. I see. I thought it cut out, but it was just because you had it pulled away from you.
But. This morning was the first time that I heard her door open and close, and then she comes open and pokes her head in. it was cute. Duke, man.
Well, I feel like, we had good intentions of doing one of these last weekend, and then it just didn't happen. Like, the whole night got wrapped up with bedtime. But yeah, I feel like in the near future, maybe next weekend or something like that, if we can, we should try to do a good old fashioned version of one of these, you know, make ourselves some sort of like a fancy cocktail. Old fashioned
one?
Oh, sure. We can make old fashions, whatever. Just like back, like, you know, like we haven't done in a while, just like make ourselves some.
How about we do that on
The ritual. We've kind of gotten away from the ritual of lighting the candles and setting the scene. And
we don't need the candles anymore because it's so light out. But I do miss the cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the candles are a little.
The cocktail was nice to, like, do.
But it doesn't even need to be candles, but at least, like, I just, you know, like, I just feel like when we're just looking at the day's clutter, it doesn't, doesn't set the vibe quite as well.
Yeah.
And no real pre-pod discussion or anything. Like, it's always a little tougher when you, like, I know you're exhausted, but, like, it definitely, like, just throws me off a little bit when I'm setting everything up and you're just, like, scrolling through your phone. And I'm not saying that to shame you. Like, it's whatever. I do the same thing. Like, but it throws my my vibe off. I feel like we're not just us locking into, you know, the same wavelength instead of like a just, it feels like we're separate entities. And then it's like, okay, go. But that's fine. You know, you worked all day and you just finished putting the kid to bed. Like, you have every right to just turn your brain off for a bit and scroll.
Yeah, we had topics written down, but I don't know if we went through them all. Or...
I feel like there's a couple we haven't touched on, such as like memorable clothing items we've had throughout our life.
Yeah, but I've got nothing to add to that, though.
I don't off the top of my head. I feel like there's maybe a couple other things on there.
We'll have to take a look at our list again.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just wrap this up.
All right.
The mic... Let's drop it a little bit because I feel like we didn't really give the people very much this week. But we'll still make it. $400. Yeah, $400.
We didn't give the people very much.
Yeah. Anyways, take care. Thanks for listening. And I wonder if should I start promoting these things again? I've just stopped even like posting anything on Instagram about them.
Well, I don't know. What's our listenership like?
I mean, it's still like, it's still steady downloads. It's maybe like the last few that I haven't posted about have like been dipping slightly.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I mean, no harm. Yeah, other than just like my own embarrassment about it. Like I just,
you know, though, like we're slipping in every way.
Yeah.
So if we're going to pull up our bootstraps, then let's do it.
Start posting it again. Okay. Well, I'll make sure to post about this one that I'm feeling, you know, fairly low about. But, oh well. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Usually I'm the one that's like, I don't know about that one.
We'll bring the heat next week.
Today's the one where you're like, kind of bummed by it.
We're going to crush some fucking old fashions. I'll have the scope in my rear view.
Scope in your rear. Someone, I don't know if it was my saying, maybe my mom was like, yeah, Chad's got to go for a scope. And she's like, up? And I was like, no, no, like down his throat. And she's like, oh, good.
I did have to go when I was young because I had stomach issues when I was young.
Maybe back then it was your celiac.
Yeah, maybe. And they just never diagnosed it. Yeah, that's right. Because I did. I also ate really bad back then, that which may have been part of it. Crushing Pepsis was maybe why I had stomach aches. Okay.
Yeah. We'll sign off.
Yeah.
Say au revoir.
Get you to bed.
Get me to bed.
Get you to bed. I'll tuck you in.
Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself.
I should worry about myself. I am worried about myself. Okay. Bye.
Bye. And I was struggling to get in. Left waiting outside your door. I was sure. You give me more. No need to come to me. When I can make it all the way to you. You made it clear you weren't near enough for me. Out of reach.